Daniel took a taste of the pulp. The sourness made saliva flood into his mouth, and he could feel himself making a face. "It could be worse," Daniel said. Daniel filled his hat with the cactus buds. He could smell rain in the air, and the wind was whipping the grasses back and forth. A flash of lightning illuminated the sky. Handing the bud-filled cap to Carmen, Daniel began to scavenge for dried grasses, twigs, and anything else they could use to build a fire later. When the storm began, Daniel thought it was raining pebbles. Of course, he thought, raindrops in the desert would be as hard as rocks. Then he realized that it was hailing. Pellets of white ice popped all around them. Daniel pointed to a pile of boulders halfway up the slope of a nearby hill. Before crawling into the shelter of the boulders, Carmen tossed in rocks and stamped her feet to drive away any creatures. Then she and Daniel huddled together against the still warm rock and watched the storm sweep across the land. The sun was still shining in some places, but in other places a curtain of rain fell from the sky. In half an hour, the sun came out. Setting out the grass and twigs he had collected, Daniel used the lens of his glasses to focus the sun and try to start a fire. Just as he was giving up, a thin wire of smoke rose from the pile. Carmen blew carefully until a flame appeared. "I can't believe we started a fire," she breathed. Their excitement and their fire faded as the flames ate greedily through the grass and twigs. Carmen scouted for more material for the fire, but everything was too wet. Soon they were left with a smoldering pile of ash. As the sun set too rapidly, they ate cactus buds and drank rainwater from depressions in the boulders. "We may be lost," said Carmen, "but we have food and water, and tomorrow, when it's dry, we can build another fire." Daniel was about to agree when a movement in the shadows caught his eye. Then he heard the wild cry of a mountain lion.